This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Much of this hour is dedicated to you and your calls. I did that on purpose. I asked Kelly Armstrong to come on the show, and they declined. And they have declined every invite of ours. I don't know. I'd have to get Chris Larson, our ace producer, on the phone, and he'd tell you, because he hears me saying, can we get Kelly on? Can we just talk about this? Wanted to do it before his decision. Obviously, he's now made his decision. So can we have him on to explain why he's making this decision? I think that helps. I really do. But first it was after the holidays we're too busy, and now after the holidays it's no, and go ahead with your... His staffer actually said to me, I said, we're holding a spot for Kelly, but other people want to be on, all of which we've delayed except one, who might be on before the end of the hour if we have time. And he said, just go ahead with your plan on your show and do what you're going to do, because we're not going to be on. Can't be on. Now, I assume that's schedule related, but I think the people of North Dakota deserve to hear from them, so I hope we do soon. I'll be in D.C. all week. Kevin Flynn will be there. Alex Taylor from our team. We'll continue to effort conversations with him and others, so do the best we can. But just don't throw venom. Don't say you want to primary them. Don't say that stuff. It doesn't persuade a soul. Take your passion and put it into proving one thing to be true. Irrefutable evidence. One thing. Voting machines. That last caller had some great examples of that. You know, the Georgia, the vote deadlines. He had the Georgia numbers, which I thought was, I don't know that I'd really heard the exact numbers anywhere. Where did I write that down?
I've always said it just adds up to a playbook that they've been writing for decades.
Right.
And started in Chicago in the 40s, right, and Texas in those local state races, and they've been writing that playbook for decades.
Do you think John F. Kennedy won, or do you think Richard Nixon won?
Going to the whole Kennedy's dad and
right,
Chicago,
yeah,
seven, that whole, you know, yeah, no question.
Right. Do we know that's 100% true? No. Well, but based on what I've seen happen to Donald Trump the last 4 years, I don't know if anything's ever true of what I think to be true anymore.
Yeah, and media complicity can go back to Dewey defeats Truman.
And you know what? I'm done barking about the media because they're so worthless, it's obvious. I haven't watched Fox.
Right.
One thing on Fox for 2 weeks. If I'm watching anything, I'm watching AON, because they... Not AON.
OAN.
OAN.
Yep.
Because they actually took the two-hour hearing in Arizona.
Yep.
Or, I'm sorry, Georgia.
Newsmax
last
as well.
Week.
Yep.
And Newsmax is decent. They're a little caught up on Hunter Biden, and Hunter Biden doesn't even matter right now. Deal with that in a month. This is the fight right now. So inform yourself with the right resources. The national media is bankrupt. They're done. Journalism is dead. They're no longer curious. Forget them. There could very well be a million of us on the mall this week. By some miracle, too. How many people in the media will say, rather than take somebody's estimate from the Capitol Police or Mike Lindell or Nancy Pelosi, we're going to count. We're going to get a plane and go above and get the best expert. He's going to tell us how many people are there. Then we can say, our experts say 1 million, 2 million. Kevin, Todd, Leah, Chris, the people in part of this program, and Daniel, that in and of itself would say, holy buckets, what's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on? I mean, because when they say it's a million men march, it's about, you know, 300,000, right? You follow me? I mean,
yep.
You always say those things are bigger than they are. I'm saying, well, factually, what are they are? And then maybe John Roberts will notice. And
we went this through a list a lot of years in Sturgis. How many motorcycles are actually here?
And Sturgis doesn't matter to actually have an idea of how many are there.
Well, right.
Right, but that matters, right? That's something
right.
The media
yep.
should do.
Right.
Right? I mean, and for your Sturgis example, that's why God love her, the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, said, I don't get to decide whether Sturgis happens or not. Sturgis is going to happen whether I say it or not, because
right.
this is a passion for a lot of people.
Smart woman.
Exactly.
And it happened in people's lands. A super spreader event, and you shouldn't have been here.
Same governor who said, it's not my job to determine what businesses are essential.
And you know what?
Thank you.
It might have. I bet there are occasions at Sturgis where people who had COVID maybe didn't know they had it and gave it to somebody else, and that person died. I don't doubt that happened. But you know what? That's called freedom. That's freedom to not go if you're worried about it. That's freedom to go if you didn't know you had it, but you did. And freedom to think you didn't have it, but you went. That is what the Constitution is all about, folks. So don't bark at me about being a super spreader event. It's people. Why are you laughing?
That was good.
You like the super spreader? Because they use that word like, you know, oh, you had a wedding. That's a super spreader event. You had a wedding. I knew what could happen. I did it anyway. That's freedom, isn't it?
Yes.
All right.
Swim at your own risk.
Who's next? My whole phone bank says Jim from West Fargo, Fred from Wang, Brent from Buxton, Caroline from Twin Valley, and open lines behind them. And the lines have been full a lot today, so I do want to give you as much time as I can here on the program, and I'm being honest about that. But there's a lot going on. And the vast majority of the people that want to call in, text in, email in today are about Kelly Armstrong. I don't think this is about Kelly Armstrong at this point, but I'll let you vent. This is about our Constitution, and this is about a crap sandwich that has come from the states and the courts and now lands in the lap of our congressional delegation. All of them, and their view and our view of the Constitution. And how the evidence that we know to be true is heard by the Congress and hopefully by the courts, so we know whoever holds his hand up and holds the other on the Bible on January 20th is rightfully the President of the United States. That's all that matters. But let's go. Brent in Buxton, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, you?
There's a great... I wanted to bring up, there was a guy protesting on the Kennedy Bridge in Grand Forks. That's a bridge on Gateway Drive.
Yep, I know it well. I drove it for 18 years.
He's protesting the Stop the Steal, the corruption in the election and whatnot, and he's inviting people out there to protest with him. I don't know. Had you heard about this story?
I've not heard about it. I think that guy's a patriot, and I love it. And you know what? If you can't go to Washington, D.C. with Kevin and I and Alex Taylor, that'll be reporting all 3 days for you, that's a good thing to do. Do it in Fargo. You know, do it in the bridge that goes to Moorhead. I mean, this is what will wake people up. Now, half the people, probably more than that, because, you know, university crowd, you know, the whole thing in Grand Forks has got a little bit of Fargoitis, you know. Half of them are going to drive by and say, that guy's a crackpot. He's nuts. And then the other half are
going to talking.
But I'm saying the other half are going to say, what a patriot, right? And the other half are going to say he's a patriot. But if he's out there, people are going to think a little bit. What you did you go out and talk to him?
Yeah, the car's driving by honking. 70% of them are giving him the thumbs up. There's one guy keeps driving by in a Ford pickup yelling something. He said, I wish that guy would just come and talk to me instead of yell things out his window. I can't understand or hear him. He's also inviting the business owners from East Grand Forks to come out and protest their businesses being unconstitutionally shut down. He doesn't care who goes into office, Biden or Trump. He's got issues with the integrity of the election is one of his big points.
But it's a very good point.
Guy.
I don't know if Donald Trump
could go out there and interview him, but that'd be great.
You know, Donald Trump's saying the same thing. He doesn't care who gets inaugurated. He says most Republicans should want to know the vote was what it was. So he's as wise, that man on that bridge, as our president right now and so many others in this audience. So great, great example. And you know what he said? He didn't want somebody to yell at him. He wanted somebody to come and talk to him. We need to take that guy's advice. When we're talking to who we want to vote our way, talk to them. Be rational. Somebody over the weekend said, I don't remember the word they used, but something like maybe traitors or, you know, our congressional delegation is pathetic. That was the word. And I said, sorry, I don't have time to respond to everybody that thinks they're pathetic, but I am interested in talking to people who want to show them the evidence and why they feel the way they do. That's talking, not shouting. Would you agree?
Absolutely. The story is on iNews. If anybody wants to look into it, that's the only media that I believe has talked to him or anything like that.
iNews is the former KVLY guy. His name's escaping me now. Are you familiar with it, Kevin?
Yeah, me too.
No.
Oh, I'm going to think of it. Somebody's going to text me right now. But he's a good reporter. He is. And he's kind of stirring things up in Grand Forks. It's kind of fun, actually.
Neil Harris?
Yep.
No. Neil. Neil Harris.
Yep. So check out iNews. Neil Carlson.
Neil Carlson, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Neil Carlson. Okay, so let's do this. Jeff, can you find that? And whatever report he has, we'll share that. Because whoever that guy is, thanks, by the way, for the call. I love the good folks in Buxton. Whoever that guy is, if you repeat that instead of going to Washington, D.C. and spending your hard-earned money, it's a good idea. But for those of you that are going, and that's a growing number, we are going to tell you before the end of the show today how to meet up with us, Kevin and Alex and I, in D.C. This week. More coming up. Don't go away.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift. The gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more than likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
It's all we can do at this point, right? Back on what's on your mind. Todd, do you have the, either of you have the comrades stack up for some reason, which means how I take calls, has disappeared on me here.
We have a new...
Yeah.
Do you have it, Todd? Okay.
Yeah.
So who's next? Tell me who's waited the longest.
Fred from Wing.
Well, that's no surprise, because this guy is a patriot of all patriots. Fred from Wing, what's on your mind?
Oh, thank you for letting me be on the radio instead of going to Washington. I can't go, but I'm just so glad that Todd's okay. Todd.
Thank you, Fred.
As long as you are doing God's will, he will keep you through all these terrible things that can happen in this world to a person's body. Believe me, I know. Now, I want to go to Washington with you, Scott. I got a busted foot. I can't walk. I don't know if I can go. But anyway, I just want to say that on the New Year's Day, I heard a scripture quoted, and the chapter of this scripture was chapter 21. And the scripture was in the verses 20 and 21. So on 2021, the first day of the year, I hear this scripture quoted, and it's about King Jehoshaphat. He took his people out to a battle against three entities. You know, like we're battling the entity of the press, and we're battling against the Democrats and the Republicans. They went out against three kings, and they took all their people. They prayed first, and they went out there. In one day, God delivered them from three armies. When they came up over the hill in this passage, it's chapter 21 of 1 Kings, and it's in the verses of 20 and 21. They came up over the hill singing praises to God because they thought they were all going to die. They were on a hill that they were dying on. They thought they were going to be dying on. They got up over the hill, and all the three armies that they were fighting against were defeated by God. They all came upon themselves and killed themselves. 1 Kings chapter 21, verses 20 and 21.
If you don't have a Bible handy, all you need to hear out of that is die on a hill. Because they took on a mission where they thought they were going to die, and they didn't die. They won. Am I right in translating it that right? That way? Exactly. So that's when I'll give you another one. And Fred is much more well-versed in the good book than I am. But I actually have, I'm cheating because I have a little trinket right by the microphone here, and it says,
cheating, it's studious.
Okay, it says, with God, all things are possible. And that's in Matthew, if you were to find chapter 19, 26. Now, there are a large percentage of our audience right now saying, I don't want to hear about the Bible, let's talk about the Constitution. Well, the Bible is the reason we have a Constitution, because the Bible is the reason we have founding fathers who were willing to die on that hill and didn't die. A lot of them did die, ultimately, because of what they did with the Constitution. They went broke and lost their fortune and everything else, but they gave us the greatest document to ever be written besides the Bible. This country's greatest document ever was the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. And when we send members of Congress to Washington, we do so they'll take an oath to that Constitution, to God, and us. So all we're asking for is our belief of the Constitution is this election has been stolen. I get it. The states blew it. I get it. The courts have blown it to this date. Now it's your mess. Fix it. So it does actually connect in a way to everything in the Bible. It sure does. And I agree with you on the advice for Todd as well, Fred, because I've had my own health battles. You know, I don't have a colon. I got a stomach staple. I've got, about everything you can imagine. And, it had been very easy just to throw in the towel. I had, a colitis episode. I had colitis, but I also had, I forget all the terms, the doctors. I had cellulitis. That's what I'm thinking of. The infection of the skin.
Yeah.
I mean, that can kill you. Right? Yeah. It sounds crazy, but I just got it in my leg, and, the infection creeped all the way up my leg. I'll never forget it. And a good friend of mine who lives to this day, Father William Sherman, came in to the hospital because somebody had told him, this is serious and you might want to stop by and see Scott. So he came by and he called me right down and gave me my first ever confession where I just had to answer the questions he asked. Ask for those, by the way, when you go to confession because they're the best. Have you done anything? You messed around with a neighbor's wife? No. Good. Okay. You kill anybody? No. Okay, good. He just goes right down the Ten Commandments and all you have to say is yes or no. And the good thing is, You're forgiven either way. So amen. That's the challenge here, folks.
Just, hold on. Did I hear him say amen?
I did hear him say amen.
What's a woman, then? You see that? Did you see that, yeah. The prayer yesterday?
No.
To open the Congress?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Woke prayer to open 117th Congress was delivered in the name of monotheistic God. Amen and a woman was stated at the end of the prayer.
I mean, that's
well, why can't we just say a person then?
Why have I? That's about I said
it's beyond. I can't even believe it.
Well, here's the deal, folks.
Isn't that helpful?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'd take it right back to the exactly. Super spreader. We're going to use our super spreader voice.
That's going to fix everything.
Well, but it also is a very good indication that this is spiritual warfare.
Truly, man. Amen. Truly.
That
yes.
This is spiritual warfare. And if you don't have any idea what we mean, do your own research. That's all I can say. Because this isn't happenstance. This isn't coincidence. This is a battle for the future of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Pure and simple. And there's a good guy and there's a bad guy. And you got to figure out who's on the good guy's side and the bad guy's side, but they're battling like you've never known before. So that's why if you have the means, if you don't have a bum foot like our friend Fred, get to Washington, D.C. If you're not able to get there, pray like the Dickens. Pray like the Dickens and do what that guy's doing on a bridge in East Grand Forks. And just having a stop the steal sign up and people stopping by and talking to him and making a difference. That's what you can do. So, Fred, you're a patriot. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for letting me be on and not go to Washington. It helps. This is great. Thank you.
Right on. We're going to, we're not playing that prayer. Kevin wants to play the prayer. We're not going to play that prayer.
Okay. You got to hear it to really not believe it.
Oh, my gosh.
The guy is actually on the floor Congress.
Maybe we should it happen, so we're not praying the prayer. I don't know. Hang on. We'll figure that out. Caroline in Twin Valley, Minnesota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Caroline.
Hi. Say, I have to change the subject a little bit this morning, but I wanted to call about Representative Marquardt in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow they're going to have another vote to shut down Walz's powers. Well, while he was running for re-election, he kept voting to take the powers away. Now that he's re-elected, he's planning to vote to let Walz keep on
shut down. How do you know that, Caroline? Has he said that he's going to be voting that way?
He and I have been going back, went back and forth on emails here the other day. It came from a Jake Duesenberg email, and Marquardt is one of the Democrats that now is going to change his mind.
I get it. So
I got a hold of Marquardt, and we kept going back and forth in the emails, and he finally said to me that we have to agree to disagree, and I said no. He said that the doctors and the nurses are pleading for Walz to keep things shut down. And I said, yes, but what about all the other people that you're supposed to be supporting for restaurants and...
Well, I mean, North Dakota doctors are doing the same thing, and we're doing it differently, right? There's another way. Caroline, hang on. I want to chat during the break. More coming up.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The United States has reversed a decision to bring the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier home from the Gulf, with the Pentagon saying that due to recent threats by Iran, the Armada will stay in position. Officials have launched a federal probe into the rise of robberies at gunpoint targeting U.S. postal workers in New Mexico. A growing number of incidents are being seen in the city of Albuquerque, with 8 cases since mid-October. Postal inspectors are offering rewards up to $50,000 for arrests. The public has been asked to keep an eye out and call 911 if they see anything. A pastor was killed and two other people were injured in a shooting at a Winona, Texas church Sunday after the pastor confronted a man who had been hiding from police in the church overnight. After a manhunt, a suspect was arrested in Harrison County. WFAA is reporting the pastor killed was 62-year-old Mark McWilliams. Tanya Roberts, the one-time Bond girl, Charlie's Angel, and That 70s Show actress, has died. She was 65. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
In Wheatland, you are next. Jim in West Fargo, you're right behind. We always like to tell the folks that have been kind enough to wait to chat with us here that we're going to get to them. We're going to get to them. We also have a guest coming up that I think you're going to really, really like to hear that we're going to be able to chat with for a few minutes today about a book that she wrote called Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain. And it actually is about being black and being conservative in America. But I think in a larger sense, it is what we all ought to think about right now. And that is nothing to lose, everything to gain. That's what I believe about Kelly Armstrong, Kevin Cramer, John Holman. It's what I believe about Tim Johnson. I'm sorry. He's gone. Mark Rounds, John Thune, Dusty, in South Dakota. That's what I believe about every member of the Minnesota delegation. And you elected them. They work for you. So you've got to be strong. You've got to recognize you have nothing to lose and everything to gain by talking to them to do something a little different. There are people listening to me that wrote checks to these people. You follow me? That said, that's how much I support you. I'm donating to your campaign. Go get them. They have a right to say, I supported you, financially and otherwise. Hear me out on this. Be respectful. One fellow just sent an email, said, what does John Hoeven do in Congress? He seems missing in action, a placeholder. Pretty good job to have if you don't have to do anything, say anything, or perform as you were elected to do. Worthless. That came from Chad. I couldn't disagree with that email more. Because I know Senator John Hoeven isn't missing in action, isn't a placeholder, is doing a lot of work and sacrificing a lot personally, but it's what he signed up to do, so I don't feel sorry for him. But he's not worthless. So if you send that email to John Hoeven and say, vote my way, and by the way, you're worthless, you're missing an action, and what do you do? It must be a good job if you don't do anything. What are you going to accomplish? I get the sentiment in which Chad is sending it. And only about probably 10% of the feedback we get is that vicious. But don't be vicious. It's not going to prove anything. Just be right. And prove that you're right. And take the time. This lady who called about Paul Marquardt. He is a representative from 2B in Minnesota. He knows the vast majority of his district is conservative, so he has to be careful. He's a buddy of Tim Walz's. He's voting with Tim Walz 99% of the time, but he's got to be careful. To his credit, he came on this program in the middle of the heat of COVID. Kelly Armstrong's not coming on the air in the middle of the heat on the most consequential vote of his career. So this is important. This is important, folks. All right. So I've got Jim and Bob. I've got our guest, Kathy. But Kevin has rounded up the guest of the morning. Now,
well, a listener friend of ours called and said, hey, I'm right in Grand Forks, and I'm right by the bridge here. Do you want to talk to the guy that's got the protest going and trying to get a rally going?
So he's on the phone right now?
Sure, yeah. Brian Phillippe is his name. Brian, welcome to What's On Your Mind.
What's on my mind? Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Brian, what do you do for a living? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a husband, a father, a grandfather. I own my own business in Grand Forks right here on Gateway Drive, where I'm posted up at this bridge just a few blocks down with my office and my place of business. And, you know, the last 9 months have been interesting, to say the least, as far as being able to work in people's houses or take care of their remodeling or anything of that nature, to have employees, in fact, to make sure that's how we're going to succeed in this situation they have us in. And it's the main reason why I'm on this bridge today and trying to get people to rally together and show America, if not America, then at least Minnesota and North Dakota, that are two neighboring states that have been in my community my entire life. I've lived around here and been part of it, and now I can't cross the bridge and go eat if I want to, and I can go across the other bridge the other direction and do anything I want to. And there's something wrong with America when it's like that, period. And we can't accept it. Nobody that believes in freedom, nobody that believes in bettering yourself and becoming a better person and thriving, if we let this slide, if we let the election, even if there is any false pretenses of this election, it should be warranted as investigated. Where are the investigators? What? Why is nobody taking this serious? And I am trying to get people on this bridge, basically, to come together and show everybody that we believe in America, we believe in God, we believe in our rights, we believe in the Constitution, we believe in our flag, we believe in each other. And that's the main thing that I'm trying to get across to everybody right now, is that I'm here on this bridge for everybody other than myself.
Brian, you are a patriot of all patriots.
Amen, brother.
And I just thank the good Lord there's people like you willing to fight and willing to sacrifice your time. You could be rounding up business to try and, you know, make 2021 better than 2020, and you're realizing, what good is my business if we don't have a country? So that's why you're out there.
Exactly. Exactly. And it is 100%. We will be reset if it keeps going forward, and life will never be the same.
Let me ask you what
a lot of people.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think a lot of people want to continue the way of life that they've had for, you know, many generations.
But they're not willing to fight for it.
Nope. And it's because they're scared of the opposition because of how violent they are and how they always attack and seamlessly can never debate an argument, but all they can do is slander and slam and bash and hurt. And I just don't get that. I call people to this bridge that want to cause me harm. I've been threatened. My family's been threatened. And I just tell them, come talk to me. Find out why, whatever I said to offend anybody, I apologize, because that's not my goal here. My goal is to bring people together of all ethnicities. We're all of the same human race. We all belong together. We all stand together. We are the toughest. We are tougher than any army, any military, any might, any media, any source that's out there. The people are the power of this country. If people would just take a time and read a few amendments of our Bill of Rights, 10, 12, 25, you'd understand the way things are going. And if you don't pay attention and you stay sleeping and you don't wake up, you'll stay sleeping.
I'm at a loss for words, and that doesn't happen very often, of just how profound your comments are and how they are spot on to where we all feel we are right now. You mentioned people reacting harshly towards you, and look, by the way, anybody that's thinking about going to D.C., you know, I believe there'll be at least 1 million people there. Mike Lindell is telling me 2 million. I don't know what the number's going to be, but whatever number it is, there will be, I don't know, 10% of that number, 1% of that number is going to be what we saw outside the White House when Rand Paul and his wife were fearing for their life. They're nuts.
Right.
They're nuts. They're crazy. They're of the devil in my mind. They're not
They are the enemy, for sure.
Yeah, they're on the other side of... They're not on the other side of a political argument. They mean to do you harm if you don't agree with them. But I believe they're a tiny percentage that get all the attention. How have you found people supporting your effort there versus shouting, you know, horrible things or threatening you to be?
Well, I came up here at about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning on, I believe it was Saturday morning, and I put this shelter together in the dark, and Neil Carlson from I-9 News, that does run news around Grand Forks area, East Grand Forks area, came knocking on my shelter approximately 7-something at night and asked me if I'd do an interview. Well, and that's how it basically got lifted up into this next state where it's at. And ultimately, that was my goal, just to be peaceful about it, be quiet about it, and let people come on their own free will. Let them come down and what the heck's going on here, you know? And basically, it's working out, and with God on my side and Jesus walking with me, I can't be stopped, and I will get more people out here, and I will keep trying to get more people out here. And what I'm trying to do, ultimately, is get the rally for the 6th, for that when they go in, before they go into the Electoral College and pick our next president. And we have to stand together as a society, as people, as believers in law, that we cannot allow... Even if there is one shred of evidence of a corrupt election, we cannot allow that to go forward, because going forward with that in mind, it's over with. And if people can't see that, then we are in deep, 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 deep trouble. And it's scary to me. And that's why I'm on here on this bridge, because I am scared for my children. I'm scared for my grandchildren. And it pains me. It disheartens me.
It does me too. And I think everybody just needs to breathe and be as thoughtful as you are in your comments and your effort. You go out at 2 in the morning, you set that up, you say, well, this is really about the 6th, but I'm going to start now so it builds. And just be smart about it. Channel all your frustration and angst. And, you know, if you're tied in knots, that's not of God. That's not of kind of rational thinking. None of us think straight when we're, you know, don't have enough sleep or whatever, you know. So you've got to find that place. But I think you doing what you're doing there and others, I hope in Georgia and Pennsylvania and Michigan and Georgia and those other states that really need to be front and center on the front burner through this, do this, that it will be powerful and it will be a big part. Not everybody can go to Washington, D.C., and obviously if you go there, you're a small fish in a big pond anyway. Brian Phillippe is a big fish in a small pond right now, in getting people to recognize how darn important this is, and that's every bit as important as anybody in Washington, D.C. So,
Amen, sir. Amen to that.
Can I ask you to give some contact info to Kevin Flynn off the air so we can stay in contact with you, Brian?
Yes, for sure.
Do you have any final things you want to say to others who'd like to join you?
I would just like to read a poem that I wrote, and it's real small, real simple, and I'll just get on with it. In his kindness, my simple downfall, excuse me one second. In his kindness, my simple downfall. Does my blindness see nothing at all? Left in ignorance, cast the last view. Alive in sight, innocent, life lives for truth. And I can repeat that again if it needs to be better on air, but
no, go ahead. Do it one more.
If you are on air, I apologize. I'm outside in the cold.
Yeah, no, we got it. Do it one more time, real slow for us.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Is his kindness my simple downfall? Does my blindness see nothing at all? Left in ignorance cast the last view. Alive inside innocence, life lives for truth.
It's all about truth. This is all.
Amen. It's about the truth.
It is. And by the way, I would say absolute truth, right? So it's.
Yep, 100%.
And that comes from a divine place, but you can get there in a human way if you're, you know, following Brian's lead here. Thank you so much, Brian. Hang on a moment, and Kevin will talk to you off the air. I'm sorry to keep
you
back. Sorry to keep Jim in West Fargo and Bob in Wheatland waiting, and Kathy Barnett as well. But I think everybody will agree that call was worth it. Thank you, Kev, for doing that, and for the caller that brought him a cell phone and said, "You got a call. What's on your mind?" God bless you, folks. We love you. More after this. Don't go away.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not. But you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special. Every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Without bold and wonderful sponsors of this program, we're not here. Todd and I aren't talking into a microphone. Kevin's not talking to a microphone. They make the show go. And we appreciate every single one of them, from Oasis Petroleum, that sponsors our Be the Buffalo Hotline. This is one of the best companies to work for. They have battled through this oil and gas downturn, even had to file bankruptcy and are battling back from that. They've got a great plan. They've got a great team. I wouldn't want to work for anybody else in the oil and gas industry other than a handful, and they're in that handful. Oasis Petroleum. They're amazing. And they sponsor our Be the Buffalo Hotline, which allows you to call 24/7, share your Be the Buffalo spirit. 855-200-1776. PetroServe USA. You're going to eat good if you go to PetroServe USA. Today, I'll give you an example. Beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham, at the Valley City location. But it goes on. There's more. Sausage potato in Harwood. Vegetable beef hot dish at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location. Chicken fettuccine at the 12th Avenue North location. Are you hungry yet? My gosh. If not, go to Yulin, Minnesota and have Mongolian beef and orange chicken. Who knew there was a gourmet restaurant in Yulin, Minnesota? There is, and it's called PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better, but also, I'm telling you, the food is fantastic. Muffins are great. You can get one for 99 cents today. The 4-for-4 deal, great. Is the hot stuff personal pan pizza right out of the ovens, some pepperoni, some sausage, some cheese, plus two cookies, plus a drink is $4. PetroServe USA, great sponsor. We appreciate them. Dak Diesel, CJ and the team at Dak Diesel, thank you, thank you, thank you. Nobody does diesel better than those guys. Find out more at DakDiesel.com. And our good friends at Pfeiffer's. They are the, and I mean the, number one seller of machinery equipment at any auction. They get more for your hard-earned hardware than anybody. Ask them. They can do the math. It's incredible. No better auctioneer. Land, machinery, manage your land. They do it all. Pfeiffer's.com to find out more. And, of course, we can't forget, there's many more, by the way, and we appreciate them all, but Mr. Schwann. There's the Patriot.
There you go.
Tell us about that flag he's got in his parking lot.
Oh, man, that big, gigantic American flag that Jim the Flagpole Guy, in fact, installed there on the Strip Memorial Highway in Mandan. Schwann Buick GMC busy marking down all the used inventory for their gigantic indoor used car sale one day only this coming Saturday, January 9th. Don't miss out. Over 125 used cars, trucks, crossovers, SUVs all marked down, 70-degree comfort, even if it is going to be mild this weekend, which who knows, it'll be even more mild indoors. All makes, all models, many local trades, 15 vehicles that are under 10 grand, 4x4s starting at $19.95. Holy cow, vehicles starting at $4.99. Vehicles under $5,000 will not be sold until January 9th. So hurry in for the best selection. Doors will open at 8 a.m. sharp. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Schwann Buick GMC Memorial Highway. Mandan.
Thank you, Todd. And somebody just said, what about your dentist? I forgot about him, I guess. But Dr. Jeff is, he's a great dentist. But a lot of people now are talking to him about wanting to lose the dentures and go with the implants, which I'll probably be doing at some point in my life, given the fact that I've not been the best at taking care of the dental health. You know, Mom said, brush your teeth, kind of like that, you know, wasn't that, who was that guy, the purple dragon? Brush your teeth. Maybe it was Sesame Street, I can't remember.
Barney.
I didn't necessarily remember all that. But anyway,
I love you.
FargoDentalCare.com.
Well, to some people, a dinosaur is Barney. To some, it's the Flintstones and Dino, so it depends on your generation.
298-9400. FargoDentalCare.com. Dr. Jeff will take care of you, whatever the situation. He's a great man. All right. So here's the drill. We have literally 2 minutes left in the program, and I promised Bob in Wheatland and Jim in West Fargo and a candidate for Congress in Pennsylvania whose election was stolen too, Kathy Barnett, to join us here. So we're going to try and do this as best we can. Kathy, you lost, you believe, because of you votes in Pennsylvania. You've not conceded this election yet because we've not got to the bottom of it. Tell me what a U vote is.
Okay, we have a very short amount of time. You promised to bring me back on where I can explain it in depth next time, but just
tomorrow we'll do it.
Awesome. Yeah. So just going straight in, if you're registering to vote in my district, you do it via either online or by paper. Either way, you are given two options for your gender, male, female, or you can leave it blank and it will default to the null, N-U-L-L value. So when you look at my voter rolls, you should see three options for gender, male, female, and null. Instead, you see four, male, female, null, and these U voters, unidentified voters. So the moment we saw these people, it's about 120,000 of them. They started populating in 1996. They lay dormant and did not vote until 2004. And then all of a sudden they just explode, and they're some of the most faithful of voters every presidential year. But one of the first questions we had is, who are these U voters? How do they populate our voter roll? Because there's no organic way for these people to get into our voter roll and to designate themselves as a U voter.
What you are saying should put a shiver down the spine of everybody. They weren't used everywhere, but they were used some places, and it might just be the future. And Kathy Barnett is fighting this battle to save America like the rest of us. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Kathy. Follow her on Twitter at KathyForTruth.com. Jim in West Fargo, Bob in Wheatland, hang on. We're going to still talk to you, and we'll use your comments tomorrow on the show. What's the address of our hotel in D.C. and the name of it, Kathy?
The Embassy Row Hotel, 2015 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest in D.C. The Embassy Row Hotel.
Check out our Facebook, and we'll meet up there.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.